AT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. With me is Phil Conlon. How are you doing, Phil?
Good afternoon, Phil.
And we're going to talk to Ehab Lotayev of GazaArk.org, and he's just back from Europe. There's exciting developments. The Flotilla 3, Freedom Flotilla 3, is underway. We learned from Ehab about that, and at the halfway point, we will talk to Stephen Gowans, who has a great column called What's Left. And Stephen Gowans has two pieces, about Syria and the other about Bahrain. The New York Times, I should say, and their wonderful coverage, their ability to mislead people. And so Stephen will explain to us about that. And we will probably have something to say about Victoria Day. Today is Victoria Day. In Western Canada, Upper Canada, Ontario, whatever, the ROC, rest of Canada. In Quebec, they are celebrating Patriots Day, which marks the occasion of the 1837, basically 38 rebellions, and they honor those who struggled for democracy and self-rule in Quebec. It's not done here. There was a rebellion in Upper Canada, and the leaders were hanged, some of them, and no one here is supposed to mention that. So we won't mention that any further. We're joined by Ehab Lotayev. Are you there, sir?
I'm with you.
You are recently returned from a some sort of work. I always want to call you Captain Ahab. I know that you are associated with the ship Building Hope and the Gaza Ark, but now there is we're in a period of the Flotilla 3. What is taking place?
Well, we started the preparations for a third flotilla following the flotillas of 2010 and 2011. In this last summer, when Israel was again attacking Gaza violently and again destroying the infrastructure, and the fate continues. The people in Gaza can't rebuild. The situation is getting from bad to worse. And the international community is not paying attention at all to what's happening there. So the different campaigns from a dozen or so countries started again to coordinate to launch the third Freedom Flotilla. And we had announced it late last year that we are going to be sailing towards Gaza before the middle of this year. And where I'm coming from, I was in meetings arranging for us to meet that deadline. And we will be hopefully sailing to Gaza with a flotilla carrying people, VIPs, and activists from over 20 countries sailing to Gaza before the middle of the year.
That is going to be quite a challenge. The Israelis have always thought that if they would just be persistent, that those who want to end the blockade of Gaza would go away. It looks to me like it's actually growing.
Actually, it is, and the persistence is growing. And if Israel is determined to continue the blockade on Gaza, we are determined to continue challenging the blockade, challenging it peacefully, challenging it without violence, but challenging it very persistently, and calling on our governments. And as I said, there will be people from more than 20 countries, many of them members of parliament in their own countries or in the European Parliament. Unfortunately, that will not be the case from Canada, because we don't get that level of support from our MPs, even though many of them have claimed continuously that they support Palestinian rights. But due to factors that I don't think the place here is to go into the details of it, but we all know. Yes. The strength of the Zionist lobby here. So our MPs don't take that step, but on the flotilla there will be members of parliament, politicians, and even the ex-president of Tunisia will be on the flotilla.
Now that is quite a story. I hesitated to ask you, because I wasn't absolutely sure, but to have, particularly since Tunisia is supposed to be the example in the forefront of so-called Arab Spring that the former president would join this flotilla. By the way, that's going to present some interesting diplomatic problems for the Israelis, I would think.
Absolutely, and I can tell you that I was one of the team that met Dr. Moncef Marzouki, the ex-president of Tunisia, a month and a half ago or so, and he received us in his house, and he made the commitment, and he announced it publicly, and the preparations are going towards that.
Yeah. We're speaking to Ehab Lotayef. He is GazaArk.org, and there's, of course, there's a list of organizations associated here. There's FreedomFlotilla.org. If you want to, and you should, donate to help out, there's Tahrir, T-A-H-R-I-R.ca, and ShipToGaza.se. Ehab, you, and I know David Heap, who has been on this program, You had a new wrinkle, too, of introducing the idea of exporting goods from Gaza. And you have some, if everything were to actually unfold as justice would have it, you'd be in a position to give the Swedish ship, the Marianne, material to take abroad, would you?
Well, let me just clarify first. The freedomflotilla.org website is a website for the whole flotilla, for all the campaigns. So if anybody visits there, they will find links there to our Canadian Boat to Gaza campaign, tahrir.ca. They will also find links there to the dozen or so campaigns from Sweden, Norway, Greece, Spain, etc. that participate in the flotilla. You know, or probably some of your listeners remember as well, that we tried to build a boat inside Gaza to challenge the blockade from the inside out, and it seemed that was such a big threat to Israel that it attacked it not once but twice, and the second time it destroyed it totally. It shows how much they are afraid of the people of Gaza just living a normal life, and that exposes what goals they have in the region in general. Mm-hmm. And now any of the ships that will reach Gaza will be determined and ready to continue the work that Gaza's Ark initiated by taking products from inside Gaza to buyers in the Western world. And of course, we are not a trade group. We're not even an aid group. So that, just to be clear, I mean, our goal is not humanitarian aid, although we carry symbolic aid to the people of Gaza who are in dire need of such. But our work is political and in the public arena to get support from politicians and from the general public and from citizen groups to the lifting of the blockade of Gaza and to calling Israel and pressuring Israel to lift it.
Yes. Again, it's Ehab Lotayef. Incidentally, you yourself were on one of the boats, I recall. Aren't you the fellow who jumped into the Mediterranean?
I did not jump into the Mediterranean.
Or did they throw you? I forget how you landed. You ended up in the water, didn't you?
No. I ended up water cannoned by the Israeli
That's close enough.
That attacked us because they treat us in a very violent and unneeded way, because our intentions have always been declared, and we have never. Not in any boat or flotilla, because there was not only two flotillas, there was also many one or two boat missions that took place to challenge the blockade. Everybody on the boats is always totally peaceful. We're committed to nonviolence, but the Israeli army insists to treat us as a violent threat and taser some of us, water cannon some of us, rough us up. And, of course, even much worse, which is what happened in 2010, which is killing 10 of the activists that were on board of the Mavi Marmara.
Yes.
So my experience wasn't, of course, anywhere to compare to this kind of crime that was committed towards the activists in 2010. We ended up in Israeli jail. David Heap was with me on that same mission. And we were deported after spending 6-7 days in Israeli jails in 2011.
Mm-hmm. And this ship that's already at sea, it's on its way. I think they launched May 10, was it? And they're making stops. They're going into ports along the way. Can you talk about that?
Right. The Marianne has left. It is the first boat to be ready from the flotilla, Freedom Flotilla 3. And it has left Gothenburg on the 10th, as you mentioned. Made a couple of stops in Malmo and in Copenhagen, and is moving to its third stop, or maybe already reached there in Germany. It's making stops to increase the awareness, as our goal is, mm-hmm. and also to give activists and politicians and other personalities the chance, if they can't participate in the final leg from whatever location to Gaza, they can symbolically participate in other smaller legs of the flotilla and raise awareness through that.
Yeah. And now, again, on this subject, to me, this is it's an ongoing, it's quite dramatic issue. We had a year ago, your ship was destroyed, or your boat was destroyed. I assume that would be one of the cases of evidence of criminal behavior on the part of the Israeli government, since you didn't represent any type of threat. But you are largely excluded from the media, the mainstream is media, which means to me that there's a consensus that they're not going to talk about it. But we have many prominent Canadians who've actually who've supported your work. You had a former member, I think, was he a member of parliament?
He was a former member of parliament. Jim Manley was on another mission that was in 2012, the Estelle. It was a Finnish ship that Jim joined in Italy, and he was on board when it was again attacked by the Israelis in late 2012.
Yeah. And he has toured the country. I assume he's still speaking out. I mean, he, by the way, risked himself. He's not exactly a young, athletic man. That was quite courageous of him.
No, Jim is in his 70s, but he is in quite a good shape for his age. And really, I mean, when one is seeing is that when people believe in something, they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell you that Jim wasn't the oldest person or the most frail person to join boats before to challenge the blockade. It comes to a point where when you know enough about what's happening and when you believe that this is unbelievable, unacceptable injustice that's taking place, sometimes your own safety or well-being takes a backstage.
Mm-hmm. It's Ehab Latoyev, and of course it's Gaza Arc. org, and if people want to donate, they should go to the Tahrir site, Tahrir.ca. Is that the best?
That is correct. That is the site named in the name of the boat that we sailed in 2011 to challenge the blockade, the Canadian boat, Tahrir.ca, and they can donate through there. And of course, I can't emphasize enough that this work doesn't only need courage and persistence, but it also needs financial resources. So I hope that people would donate generously.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, people can go to Gaza Arc Wikipedia, and they'll get plenty of information there as a guide and a link also to Gaza Arc. .org. Lastly, Ehab, I love this title, Building Hope with GazaArc.org. And of course, hope, one part of that hope is the ship. Will we see that ship rebuilt?
At this point, we have not decided to continue on that front after the total destruction of the Ark in July of last year. So we have decided to focus our efforts at this point on Freedom Flotilla 3.
Yeah. Well, it is a great campaign, and we look forward to following it. This is going to take a little while to unfold, isn't it?
No, actually, we should be on the water within the next in under a month and a half. That I can tell you. Ah. I can't give you exact dates right now,
yeah.
But we will be sailing towards Gaza. The whole flotilla will be there with all the personalities I spoke about in under a month and a half.
Well, we're very proud of your work. We look forward to talking to you, Ehab Latoyev, and of course to David Heap and others who have been doing this work, GazaArk.org. So people should tune in. Each Monday we'll be talking about it. Thank you very, very much, Ehab.
Thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye. And you're listening to The Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. You can write to us, taylor@ciut.fm, and we're on the we're on Facebook, Facebook/The Taylor Report.